in the limelight.
Anti-war advocates have recently accused the Biden administration of continued warmongering after President Joe Biden confirmed he plans to send U.S. troops to Eastern Europe. Please stay with us for an article in this regard, written by Julia Conley, journalist. This article is published under the heading, Anti-War Groups Pan Biden for Announcing Troop Deployment to Eastern Europe. Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. Anti-war advocates have recently accused the Biden administration of continued warmongering after President Joe Biden confirmed he plans to send U.S. troops to Eastern Europe. Biden told reporters at Joint Base Andrews recently, "I will be moving troops to Eastern Europe in the NATO countries in the near term. Not too many." Earlier this week, the president announced that 8,500 troops were standing ready for a potential deployment to confront what the White House claims is an imminent attack by Russian forces in Ukraine, despite pleas by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to stop creating panic. In a recent phone call, Zelensky reportedly questioned the Biden administration's belief and claim promoted by the corporate media that a Russian invasion is imminent. "I am the president of Ukraine, I am based here, and I think I know the details deeper than any other president," Zelensky told the press after the call, adding, "The image that mass media creates is that we have troops on the roads, we have mobilization, people are leaving for places. That's not the case. We don't need this panic." Veteran journalist John Pilger tweeted that Zelensky's comments exposed the warmongering of Biden as a crime. As Common Dreams reported recently, U.S. War Secretary Lloyd Austin expressed hope that the diplomatic approach could avoid conflict with Russia, which has demanded a guarantee that Ukraine will be excluded from NATO along with other security measures. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley also spoke recently and called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to pursue diplomacy after Putin reportedly spoke to French President Emmanuel Macron about implementing a diplomatic agreement forged in 2014. Milley warned that there will be horrific consequences if Russia invades Ukraine. "Given the type of forces that are arrayed, the ground maneuver forces, the artillery, the ballistic missiles, the air forces, all of it packaged together, if that was unleashed on Ukraine, it would be significant, very significant, and it would result in a significant amount of casualties," he told reporters. Peace group Code Pink accused the Biden administration of reaching, putting the entire world at risk, while the U.S. public and international leaders make clear their anti-war stance. Russia doesn't want war. Ukraine doesn't want war. The American people don't want war, tweeted the group, adding, "The Biden administration needs to get with the program and stop endangering us all."